Welcome to episode 31 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's show is the third of my series surrounding this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. Those of you who listened last week will know that I was shooting pictures late in the evening. Well, this week's podcast features another live recording from the event, and once again I was out in the dark, but this time capturing some of the historic racing cars as they are wrapped up for the night in one of the paddocks. With my days filled with hectic activity, it was really nice to slow things down for an hour or two, taking in the quiet atmosphere created by the limited light. Or so I thought, until the silence was broken all of a sudden. Now, quick warning, this week's show again features fireworks, which started around 11 minutes 40 and continue for about 7 minutes or so, so just as before, you might want to turn the volume down slightly if you have sensitive ears. So let's pick up the action as I head down the hill towards that paddock. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 31. It's about 11:15 at night, or in the evening, however you like to look at it, and I'm on location at Goodwood to photograph the Festival of Speed. Now, at this time of day, there isn't actually any motorsports, the main events going on. What I'm actually coming out here to do, I'm just walking down into the paddock area where all of the historic racing cars are parked up for the night. They're all under covers, and at the main house, Goodwood House, which is not too far from there, the main house there is a party this evening for VIPs, guests, celebrities, people involved in the motorsport world, in motoring, you name it, that's where they'll be. I'm not actually photographing that this evening, which is kind of nice. I don't usually photograph that event. What I'm doing is I'm heading down into the paddock to shoot some really nice, subtle, selectively lit, shall we say, pictures. Now, last night I came down here just to check out what was going on, and did a few test shots, and yeah, really nice, because, as I say, all the cars are under wraps and protected from sort of the cold night air, as it were. It's been a lovely hot day today, but obviously temperatures drop. The lighting is purely just security lighting, which is, I assume, halogen lamps. So what I'm going to do is mount my camera on a tripod. It actually is all ready to go now. I have the camera over my shoulder as we speak. In fact, one thing I'm just going to do, I've got this on my tie mic, as I often do when I'm recording for you guys as I walk around. Just going to make sure that that's on hold so that I don't knock anything. I can then put the recorder in my pocket. Just make sure I'm not going to get run over by any cars. Every now and then there'll be the odd car coming past. You might find that I end up speaking to one of the security people here just to say hello. No great conversations. I've sort of spoken ahead of this evening just to make sure that it's all okay, and explain to them that I am shooting for Goodwood, and therefore I'm classed as Goodwood staff, and there shouldn't be a problem. So I'm just stopping just ahead of where I want to be photographing, and in front of me there are, just going to move to one side here, some people just walking around. Here we go, it's a bit better. So in front of me I have, how to describe it, these canopied areas with, so let's see, one in front of me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, probably about 14 cars lined up. If you imagine that sort of two deep, and then a walkway, and then the same again behind that, and a walkway to the right of that, and then essentially the same again. The lighting was as I thought. It's sort of a very warm, yellowy kind of light, but it's nice because what I'm looking for are the subtleties where the light is falling on the covers that are covering these cars. So what I'm going to do is just have a little wander around and see what I can find. There's, to the right of me, there's one area which is very bright by comparison. I think I might leave that for a moment, so I'm just going to go around to the left here and see. It could well be that nothing really grabs me this evening, and you know, that's fine, I'm quite happy with that. There are also the odd, there's the odd car that's not covered. Now, I probably should say that for the festival speed, of course, I get my brief, and while I tell you about this, I'm just going to set the tripod up. I get my brief, and it tells me what is required for to be photographed. But of course, you know, you don't just do that. If there's something that you think is going to be of interest, then you know, you want to cover that to the best of your ability. There's not a lot of nighttime shots from the festival speed because, as you can imagine, being a daytime event, you know, people don't really tend to see that. Now, in the background, you might hear, I don't know what it is, I think there's a live act going on, so hopefully you can hear me over the top of that. So what I've got, my D3 with a 24-85 mounted on a Gitzo Traveller tripod series 2, which I'm trying out, not just at this event but generally. What I've got here is a classic car, which I can actually tell you is a 1923 Mercedes Indianapolis, class 11, which is pre-war IndyCar. And it's a lovely, lovely car, and I'm looking straight into the light here. Now, of course, that normally wouldn't be a particularly sort of good thing, but I'm going to just try it. So I'm just, what I'm doing is I'm just framing up. I've got actually got the light in, so in shot. I'm not sure this is going to work, but you never know. So my first thing to do is to set the camera to a self-timer, just on the dial that's here. Oh, lovely rousing music in the background. Don't say I don't ever supply music for you guys. Okay, so I go to the menu just to make sure that I have still got the timer as 2.5 seconds or 2 seconds. That's fine. So what I'm going to do, I'm shooting f8. I'm going to go in fairly close and just lift that up slightly. Okay, so the light falling on this car, it's number 14 is the car, is the highlights are just down sort of along the top of the bonnet, a little bit around the suspension arms and what have you. Get me talking about suspension arms, I actually know nothing about cars. I just know how to photograph them and what have you. So just focusing on there, I'm shooting at f8. Just if you hear that click, that's a depth of field preview. What depth of field preview does is lets you preview depth of field, funnily enough. So shooting at f8, what it does, it stops the lens right down to the taking aperture, and then that is pretty dark here, but I can still just about see where what's going to be sort of sharp and how that all falls. So as always, focusing just about a third into the frame. So I'm just going to release the shutter, and in a second, there we go. So I've actually stepped away from the camera, and we shall see. This is my initial test shot, and as I say, the shots from last night, the tests that I did, were really nice. Those were taken a little bit later. I'm just going to check. I don't have a watch on me. I have my phone. It's actually 10 to 11 now. So what I'm going to do is just. There we go, so that's taken its picture. That is really nice. What I've got here is, I say, this shot, really nice. I've got the sign at the top here that tells you that it's that 1923 car. There's a little tiny bit of lens flare coming through, but equally there's a starburst effect from the light. Now, those of you that heard me speaking about filters and things a few weeks ago, you'll remember I was saying that if you shoot at apertures something like f8 through to f32, long exposures, you get a natural starburst anyway. little bit of flare just in a darker area in the background. And you guys know I don't like to rely on rely on Photoshop, but on this occasion I just like this shot so much. What I'm going to do, I can easily take that out because it actually falls just where there's some bushes in the background, so that's not a problem. That's really nice, quite a wide shot. For reference, I'm going to be using exposure compensation quite a bit maybe this evening. That's on +3, so it just lightens the picture a fraction. I think that's really nice. I think I'm going to leave it there as we hear a round of applause in the background. Right, I don't think it was for me, unfortunately. Crikey, I don't know who's playing. I really don't. But there we go. Now let me see the Sunbeam in front of me, which is a 1914 Sunbeam Indianapolis. I'm going to do exactly the same thing. I've got that same light coming straight towards me, and I'm just going to... For reference, the tripod is... My camera is basically at chest level, just below my chin. So, again, f8. And this is actually telling me that it's 4 seconds now. Before, the exposure was so long that it goes off the scale, so you know that it's going to be somewhere in the region of 10 to 20 seconds. So, again, that's focusing. Release the shutter, step back. And so that's going to be my 4 second exposure. I hope you're enjoying the music in the background. Now that is completely dark. Well, not completely, you can see the light, but it's not that this car is in shadow, because there's another light, almost like a fill light, coming in from the left-hand side as I view it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my exposure compensation and I'm going to whack it right up to +1.7, which is now giving me 10 second exposure. So again, release the shutter and step back, and that's going to do its thing. Regular listeners, you will know that I've spoken in the past that I used to do quite a bit of nighttime photography. I used to mainly shoot on film. This is really nice to be able to be doing this, actually. That shot's done. That's a vast improvement. I'm just going to zoom in. The focus I don't have a problem with. That's fine. These are going to be dark shots anyway. Really nice and moody. Just because I can, I'm going to just go up a fraction on the exposure compensation. I'm going to go to +2.7. Now that's giving me a 20 second exposure. I'm going to step back from the camera. I have attracted the attentions of security, but I don't think there's any problem. They're just keeping an eye, making sure no one's doing anything they shouldn't, which is good. I'd rather they did that. And in fact, I will go and have a chat with them somewhere along the way. Maybe not on audio, because I don't think that's fair. But let's see this. This is really coming along. We've got more fireworks in the background. There we go. So it must be coming towards the end of events for people. So this first exposure was... Oh, there we go. This first exposure was +0.3, the second was 1.7, and the third was +2.7. So just because I can, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the shutter priority, and I'm going to push it right away to +5. And I don't know what this is going to give me. In fact, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to cancel that exposure because I need to get right back here and shoot these fireworks. So, here we go, focusing on that same car. Here we go. That's going to give... There we are. There we go. So that's doing its thing. I've got the fireworks ahead of me. I really would like to get a little bit wider on this. Let's see what's going to happen. I was not expecting this, but there we go. So I've gone a bit quiet because I'm just watching the fireworks. It's fantastic. I expect this exposure is going to probably be not quite as I want, because actually, thinking about it, I left it at +5, so it might be just a little bit too bright. Do you know what? That's worked. That's actually worked. Not ideal. I didn't leave enough space in the sky. But that's really good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just reframe. Again, shooting, I'm going to go to f11 now, and I'm going to just up the tripod with a centre column, so it's a little bit higher because I want to be, there we go, I just need to focus right into the frame. There we go. So, stepping back from the camera, this is very exciting, I wasn't expecting this. I think I'm just going to carry on shooting fireworks for the foreseeable future. We've got here a sign which I'm looking straight down one of the avenues here with cars either side of me, and there's a sign that says Gasoline Alley, which is really nice. Ah, fantastic. That is brilliant. I couldn't have hoped for more than this. You know, happy accidents do happen. So you've got Gasoline Alley signs there, which are being lit up a bit by the fireworks, which is really nice. Oh my goodness, that's fantastic. I am so happy with that shot. What I'm going to do is keep that focus, flick the focusing point to manual so it holds that, and I'm just going to let the camera do its thing. That is brilliant. These are pretty long exposures, so what I'll probably do in a minute is maybe adjust the ISO a little bit. I'll certainly take the exposure compensation maybe out of the equation, but I want to try and have sort of a faster shutter speed so there's less movement there. But this is really nice. I think we should just stick with this for the moment. There we go. You see, guys, you can't always plan for these things. So I'm going to go to thinking on my feet. Think. Okay, I'm just going to adjust the camera down. Okay, here we go. We've got, whoops, taking the exposure compensation off. Okay, the ISO is going up to 800. And I'm just going to, there we go, angle the camera up a bit. There we go. Lovely. Perfect. That's still not doing quite what I want. So what I'm going to do is adjust the exposure compensation downwards to -1. We'll see what that does. No, far too dark. So we're going to go to -3. See what that does. That's looking better. Fireworks now, there's sort of lots of, you can probably hear sort of popping sort of things. That's still not doing quite as I want, so I'm going to go to 0 on the exposure compensation, up the ISO to 1250. It's not a problem because this picture is going to be dark anyway, so noise, I won't need to lighten the noise. Ah, fantastic. Okay, here we go. Got a really nice natural vignette happening here. Ah, there we go. I'm just going to keep firing here. Perfect. This is working really well. Next shot I'm going to do is I'm going to zoom in. Actually, I'm going to take the camera onto a vertical axis. Okay. You see, I don't always plan, don't always get the shots exactly what I want on audio, but this is brilliant. So I'm just going to refocus. That's fine. This is where, as a photographer, you start to think, oh, please, just stay exactly how I want it. Oh my goodness, that's fantastic. Lovely. That's really good. So, I'm going to just recompose. I need to find a different car or something in the foreground. There we go. Okay, so I've got the Gasoline Alley sign here. We're going into a horizontal axis there. We've got the Gasoline Alley. What I'm first going to do is focus into the distance. We're at F28 now. Okay, there we go. We'll hold that. Let's see what we get there. Lovely. That's working really well. Just going to go even closer under the sign. That's really nice. So the sign's right there. And in fact, I'm going to focus on the sign. It's just so dark. Can I get a focus lock on there? No. No, it's not having it. And it's so dark that I can't really see to manually focus. Oh, there we go. I've locked on one of the sort of poles on the side. There we go. Let's just... There we go. So I'm just going to adjust the focus. Is this going to be the crescendo of the event? That's brilliant. This is very random for you guys, I appreciate that. But, you know. Excellent. Too much light, ironically, so I'm just going to up it to ISO 2000. There we go. Much better. Bit too much, or just a bit too less. So let's just see. That's really nice. Okay, last shot. Wow. That is really, really nice. I think that's it. Is that our show? Wow. Excellent. So I'm just checking these exposures. Gasoline alley there, the sign. That's really good. Now in hindsight, which is a wonderful thing because I was working very, very quick there, what I would like to do is to have reframed slightly downwards. But, you know, I can't adjust that now. The fact is I have some sort of a shot. What I can do actually is just, I will be able to crop that. See, my issue here is I've just a fraction taken off the bottom of the cars that are at the very front of the row. So what I would do, and what I will do in fact, is just frame so that those are just the cars are kind of like the two-thirds of the cars are showing, and that actually is a really nice composition. That's lovely. So I'm going to leave the camera like that. I'm going to have a chat with this security person, and I'll catch up with you guys in a minute. Okay, so just to round things off, I've moved along to another section, and I've actually got motorbikes here. So in front of me are a series of bikes. There are three of them actually that are not covered up. They range from a 1970 to 71 and a 72. One of them is a BSA. It's a BSA Rocket 3. The other's a Kawasaki, and the other is a Triumph. So what I'm doing is, again, I've got exposure compensation at plus 3 to begin with. F11 this time at 20 seconds. So I'm just going to release the shutter and step away from the camera. After all the excitement of the fireworks, this is actually quite sedate, it seems now. I'm sort of still kind of, I don't know, it's a funny feeling. It's always nice when you get a happy accident, and I know that no one else has got that shot because there's no one else here. Now, we're back to this particular frame. And yeah, it's shooting into the light. The trouble is the lights are all sort of, they're all essentially behind all of the displays. Am I happy with that? Big starburst at F11, some flare in there. Not a lot, just a little bit. Am I happy with it? I'm not gonna retake that. I'm just gonna leave that. But there we go. So I'm gonna leave it at that for you guys. So, from tonight's events, some things haven't worked quite as I'd wanted. That last shot, for example, you don't know, you know, it's a fair assumption if you're going to be shooting into the light, then you know, you can expect to get some flare. Sometimes it's fine, it's creative, and that's why it's worth trying. Other times like that, just, I don't know, it would be fine, I could put the picture in the final edit, but something about it just doesn't do it for me, you know. And then by comparison, you get the fireworks going off, the lovely shot. And I'm just going to have another quick look at those on the screen there. So yeah, you get this lovely kind of, it's just varying exposures, you know. Some are a bit darker than others, some have got more clarity on the fireworks. Yeah, I've got a nice series of pictures there. One in particular I'm just looking at now, and I'm just viewing it. It's a vertical shot. That's just fantastic. I couldn't have hoped for better sort of busts, as it were, excuse me, with the fireworks. but that's just brilliant. So there we go. On that, let's say, sort of thoughtful, balanced note, I'm going to leave it at that. And yeah, hopefully you've gained a little insight further into shooting fireworks and nighttime photography. I'm so glad I stayed out for those extra couple of hours, and it just goes to show that very often all it takes is just a little extra effort in order to achieve a great reward. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. You can check out the Active Photographer Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.